Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Monica with Family First Home Care.
Thanks, Monica. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Davidson?
Good.
This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care. Is this Davidson?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, I had sent you a text message. I'm covering for my colleague, Erica. I know that she was working with you on your onboarding requirement.
Okay.
She asked me, she's not in today, so she asked me to follow up with you. I was
just
looking at your file, and I noticed that I'm missing a second reference from you. Can you send me the name and the phone number of, like, a neighbor? It can be a friend or a coworker that we can use as a second reference.
As a reference number, you said?
Yeah, because we only have one reference on file. We need a total of two.
Okay. Do I need to send it over to the same email, or what do I do?
No, you can just text it to me. I sent you a text message.
All right, let me see if I got it. Hold on.
Sure.
Give me a second.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, is that the number 551-7422, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's my direct number. So just text me there the name of the person, the number, and the relationship to you, like if it's a coworker, a friend, or a neighbor. No family, please. And then
okay.
Also, did anyone discuss the hourly rate with you for the case?
No, no one discussed that with me.
Okay, so I see that the case is approved for 101 hours. Is that correct?
Yeah, can you say it again? I didn't hear you.
The case is approved for 101 hours?
Actually, I think it's more than that. I mean, I'm going to be, I'm already with the client, with Mr. James, and I'm usually over here for 14 hours a day. That was also told Erica. He also, Mr. James himself also told Erica that.
Yeah, so if you're there 14 hours a day, that would be a total of 98 hours.
Okay.
That would be a total of 98 hours.
Why did you say something different? You said something else before.
101 hours. 101.
Okay.
Just looking at the notes here.
And that's is that also including overtime? Because anything past 40 hours is overtime, right?
Yes, anything over 40. So what I can do is I can submit a rate request for you. I would have to see if our management team approves it. But what are you okay with, like, getting $12.50 an hour? And, again, this only covers the first 40 hours, and then after the 40 hours, you get your overtime rate, which would be
okay.
At $18.75 per hour.
You said $18.75?
After the 40 hours, so this would be overtime.
Okay, and the 40 hours will be how much, you said?
$12.50, the first 40. So if you average it out, if the case is 101 hours.
Yeah, but at the other agency where Mr. James McNally was, they were paying me more than that, actually.
I'm sorry?
I said the other agency
mm-hmm.
that Mr. James McNally left to go with you guys, they were actually paying me more than that.
What were they paying you?
Close to 15, and then at overtime, $20 an hour. So I was trying to look something close to that. Otherwise, it's not even working.
I mean, on average, if you calculate everything, you're going to be getting paid $16.27 an hour.
Okay.
So that would be on average. So, again, remember, the first 40 hours would be $12.50, and then the overtime rate, $18.75 for the rest 61 hours. So if you average everything out, it comes out to about $16.27 an hour. for okay, the 101 hours.
Okay, and is that paid on weekly or biweekly?
It's weekly. Every Friday you get paid.
Okay. All right. Let's do that now. But like I said, if it's possible, I mean, even if I got to discuss this with Mr. James and him contact his insurance to try to contact you guys, it's if it's possible to, you know, offer a little bit more than that, you know, it would be great.
So let me submit this first and see what they tell me. And then if they mm-hmm. do tell me that we can, you know, we can increase the rate, then I can let you know.
Yeah, right? Because by what he was also told yesterday by the insurance, and I believe Erica was waiting for a response, it would actually take effect tomorrow, which is the 12th. You know, it's already with you guys. So I'm just trying to make sure if I should still depend on that, if I should still go by that, what she told me or not, or is that going to be changed?
Yeah, it seems like it is. It seems like the start of care is for tomorrow, the 12th.
Okay, and can you also confirm it with me? I also asked Erica yesterday about you know, the clock in and the clock out. Through the other agency, I was using this app on the phone called HHA Exchange. Am I going to be using the same method with you guys?
So it would be, yes. We do use the HHA Exchange app on your phone. You can definitely
okay.
use that. Yeah.
Okay, and automatically I will be starting to use that as of tomorrow on the 12th or no?
You should be able to. They just there's a coordinator that's going to assist you with setting everything up once the case is transferred to her. So once you're activated, we get a confirmation on your rate, then the coordinator sends it up, and then she will be reaching out to you.
Okay, so go ahead and go ahead on your end and try to send that over, see if everything comes back, you know, positive, and give me a response today still, because like I said, tomorrow is already the 12th. I just want to make sure, you know, that we are good for start out this tomorrow.
Right, I understand. So let me submit this here for your rate request first, and then we'll take care of that, okay?
All right.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.